right, we're here at Kip Keller's record-breaking field day. With me is Dr. Gary Fellows with BASF. And Gary, what is your title?
I'm the Technical Service Regional Manager for the Diversified Region.
Okay. And what do you think about the turnout here at the field day?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I mean, we've got a lot of growers coming in from a lot of different areas, and I think they're seeing some neat things. Kip's got a lot of stuff going on here, and I think it's fun to see.
Well, one of the things that Kip drills home to, whenever he talks to any other growers and they ask him what his secret is plant health, plant health, plant health. How does BASF help with that?
Well, I agree. Plant health is one of the keys to producing a lot of good crops, because if your plants aren't healthy, they're not going to give you the yields you want. Headline fits in at plant health because Headline provides those three key things. It provides disease control of those problem-causing diseases. It provides the better stress management, so in case of drought, cold weather, things like that, ozone damage, we can actually help the plants protect themselves. And furthermore, we can help the plant in growth efficiency. Plants that are treated with Headline actually show an increase in growth efficiency, more utilization of the carbon, better production of carbon, and better utilization of the nitrogen fertilizer we spend, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, this field day is unique to me in the field days that I've been to, and this is a working farm. People can actually see what's going on. It's not like an experimental farm, a university plot, or something like that. And it really helps to show the growers here what is really being done on a working farm.
Absolutely, and I think what's really cool with what Kip Keller's is able to do is he was able to take a working farm but actually push the limits. We all hear about his 150 bushel soybeans that he produced last year. But what he's showing is that through a lot of different things, and there's no one simple answer, but through a lot of different tools, the genetic potential for very high yields is built into our crops already. So now the question is to go back and figure out on each individual farm, what is that rate-limiting step or that yield-limiting step, and how can we best take advantage and fix those steps incrementally to get the maximum yield off that acre?
I think that's an important point that Kip stresses. It says it's like, this may work for me, but it may not work on your farm. You've got to really work with, you know, on your own individual operation and find out what works. How do BASF's different regional people help growers in their own particular areas find out what works for them?
Well, we've got a lot of different specialties, and a lot of different people out in the field. Mm-hmm. Starting with our business reps, our field salesmen, if you will, they're very highly trained, and they want to help growers produce the best. Mm-hmm. They want to help give the best technical answer, and they're backed up by what we consider our tech service group, which we consider the best technical group in the world. Mm-hmm. These guys really know the answers, and they were willing to get, and if they don't know the answer, quite frankly, they're willing to dig and help you find it. So when we go to a problem field or something, we're not there to just say, well, yes, there's a problem. We want to find, okay, if there's a problem, how can we help that farmer solve it? What's the answers? What's some things they can find? What's other things we've seen other growers do or other universities do? And to try and help them, again, let's maximize the return on the acre, not just bushel-wise, but dollar-wise.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary.